This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network, let's pray, America.
Good to have you joining me here today on BPN Radio. Breakout Radio Church is in progress, and we are ready to praise and worship Him. It's going to be a great day. We're going to hear the voice of the Lord. But first of all, let's lift our holy hands and let's worship Him today, can we? Brian Ming and Kristen Ming leading praise and worship today. Here we go.
God of miracles, only you are holy.
Well, let's lift up holy hands to Holy God today here at Breakout Radio Church. Father God, we are so very, very thankful and grateful. We praise you and worship you and honor you and adore you and magnify your name. You are God. You are the God of miracles. We declare this is a miracle day here at Breakout Radio Church. We're going to hear the voice of the Lord today. We're so very, very thankful and grateful. Well, it's good to have my wife, Jean Gentry. She's going to come. Jean, would you come today? And we're going to agree in prayer. We know the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. And boy, it's just an honor to be able to lead Breakout Radio Church. And I don't know if I've ever heard of anything like it, but it's the voice of the Lord that spoke to us, right?
Yes, it is. And we're so thankful for all of you and trust that you'll be blessed today.
Yes, we're excited. It's been a wonderful journey of ministry. March the 12th is coming up, Gene. And March the 12th is going to be a very big day because it was on March the 12th that you and I sold everything we had. I left my job, secure job at the radio station in Wichita Falls, Texas, and we put everything in our little 35-foot Scuzzo trailer with our son and a two-year-old son, and we started out with one revival, March the 12th, 1967. That'll be 50 years ago. And God has been faithful, hasn't he?
Yes, he has.
I'm telling you, he's been a faithful God. And there's nothing that two people that set themselves in agreement can't do. And thank you for making the journey with me. We've been over mountains and through valleys and waters and floods and fire. But God has been faithful, hasn't he?
Yes, it's been a great journey.
Yeah, it has. And we are so thankful for the privilege of being able to lead Breakout Radio Church. We have people that have joined all across America and different nations of the world, people that may not have a pastor or a church. And, it's wonderful to be able. We're having church now twice a day, every day, 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. And we're very, very thankful and grateful. Father Gene and I set ourselves in agreement with those that are attending Breakout Radio Church, the members that are here today, as well as anybody that may be visiting Breakout Radio Church. And we just pray, Holy Spirit, that you would anoint our ears to hear and eyes to see and our hearts to receive. We come boldly into your presence by the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus, declaring, God, you are our Father and we are your sons and daughters. We pray the will of God be done here in this church service today at Breakout Radio Church. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you very much, Gene. Love you. And I love those of you that are attending Breakout Radio Church today. So delighted to have you in service. And I want to welcome, of course, all of you members across America and around the world. Those of you that may be visiting Breakout Radio Church today, thank you for visiting. If you'd like to become a member, at the close of the service, we'll tell you how you can become a member of Breakout Radio Church if you don't have a church or don't have a pastor. And so tell everybody that you know of about Breakout Radio Church. And Gene and I, of course, are responding to the Lord's command to go into all the world and preach the gospel from our ministry center here in Austin, Texas. And, of course, we are a house of prayer for all nations. We're absolutely delighted to have you attending Breakout Radio Church today. Well, we're gonna worship God, and then I'm going to minister today. And I love the voice of the Holy Spirit. So we're just going to prepare our hearts today as Brian and Kristen Ming leads us in some worship. We're going to prepare ourselves to hear the voice of the Lord, to receive a word from God. So We're excited. So let's tune into the Holy Spirit today. While they lead in worship, I want you to turn your Bibles to Psalms chapter 29, Isaiah chapter 6.
By your grace, words are always failing. to convey the vastness of your glory, the wonder of your love. I'm speechless at your beauty. I've lost all words but
Jesus, may you be high and lifted up here. At Breakout Radio Church, we exalt you. We exalt you. We declare that you are exalted. You're high and lifted up. We're so very, very thankful and grateful. Can you worship him with me today? Lord, we worship you. Hallelujah. We honor you. We magnify you. We glorify you today. You're such an awesome God. Such an awesome God. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I worship you, Jesus. May you be Lord over Breakout Radio Church. May you be Lord over our lives today. May you be high and lifted up. We exalt that name which is above every name. We exalt you, Jesus. Would you worship him with me today, church? Oh, I love you, Lord. I bless your name. Honor your name. Magnify your name. I love you, Jesus. You're so awesome. You're so awesome. I love your presence. I love you, Jesus. So thankful for life. I know that you've came to give us life, the abundant life. Lord, our eyes are focused on you. Regardless of what's going on in our lives today, our eyes are upon you. Don't take your eyes off of Jesus today. I don't know what's happening in your life. I don't know the difficulties and the trials and the temptations or whatever's going on. Keep your eyes upon him. I just keep hearing the Holy Spirit say, keep your eyes on Jesus. As long as Peter kept his eyes on Jesus, he was walking on waters, but he got distracted. I'm telling you, there are distracting voices in your life. There are things that would come to distract you, to get your eyes off of Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of your faith, and all that really matters when it comes to the end of your life is you and Jesus. You and Jesus. So, Lord, help us to keep our eyes upon you today. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Our eyes are upon you today. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you, Brian. And I want you to turn your Bibles. Boy, I feel the Holy Ghost here today. I love to work with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Can we just pray in the Spirit for just a few moments? Brite mana arobo use brisha mata la brinde. Ibishikobote de beserebre ite de chikarabakura brite. Labrondo ribi sharamandorbe ite. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. I love the Holy Ghost. I love to work with the Holy Spirit. I love to work with the Holy Spirit. I want you to turn your Bibles to Psalms 29. I think you probably already have them there. I've got two Bibles I'm reading out of. My one big Bible, I'm going to read out first. I got it all marked up here. Here's what it says in Psalms 29. Give unto the Lord the glory. This is beginning with verse number 2. Give unto the Lord the glory due to his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. That's what we've been doing today, right? The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord is over many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. The voice of the Lord divides the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. Verse 9 says, the voice of the Lord makes the deer give birth. I'm telling you, the voice of the Lord today, ladies and gentlemen, the voice of the Lord is powerful, powerful. And these are prophetic days when we are listening, to the voice of the Lord. I want to read, got my other Bible here. I'm going to read from Isaiah chapter six, beginning with verse 1. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. Oh, I love that. I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above it stood seraphim. Each one had six wings. With two he covered his face. With two he covered his feet. And with two he flew. And one cried to another and said, holy, holy, holy. That's what we've been saying it about today. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the people and the posts of the door were shaken by what? By the voice of the Lord. Were shaken by the voice of the Lord. And the posts of the doors were shaken by the voice of him who cried out, and the house was filled with his smoke, his glory. And Isaiah said, woe is me, I'm undone, my man of unclean lips. I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. And then, of course, the seraphim flew around, touched his mouth. And but Isaiah, he said in verse 8, he said, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? Then I said, who am I? Here am I. Send me. And he said, go and tell this people. And the voice of the Lord spoke to the prophet, and the prophet began to work in accordance with the voice of the Lord. And today we are talking and preaching and declaring, proclaiming the voice. The voice of the Lord is really, really powerful. You know, I've written a book entitled God Assignments. And in one of the chapters there in my book, God Assignments, which, by the way, is free, all you have to do is go to letspraymerica.com. Letspraymerica.com, and you can find this book. You can download it, read it. But I wrote a chapter about the voice, and I said your entire destiny hinges on having an ear to hear the voice. Exodus 21 says, when you buy a Hebrew slave, he will serve 6 years. The seventh year he goes free for nothing. But suppose the slave should say, I love my master, I don't want my freedom. Then his master is to bring him to a doorpost and pierce his ear with an awl, a sign that he is a slave for life. If the slave really wanted to serve his master, the slave gave him his ear. The ear was the mark of a slave for life. In other words, once God had his ear, he had his life. You and I have the same option today. If we give God our hearts and life, he will put his mark on our ear so that we hear the voice. That mark on my ear has made me his servant forever. So one of the major themes of our Spirit-led lives is the ability to hear the voice. Learning to hear is the single most important part of fulfilling your God assignments. If we don't get this one right, nothing else will fall into place. We'll end up becoming a victim of our circumstances, our environment, our upbringing. If we can hear and know the voice of God, then we can move to new dimensions, creating the ability to operate on a supernatural level that we previously had thought impossible. And so as I come to 50 years of full-time ministry, I have operated by hearing the voice of the Lord. That's called the Spirit-led life. And we have Christians today that they love Jesus. They know the Lord. They are on their way to heaven, but they have never learned to operate with the Holy Spirit. You know, God's voice was really powerful, speaking and declaring. It was like thunder. It was like thunder, but because so many people were not listening, so he spoke loudly. His voice was like thunder, and it was so powerful. But then the prophet Elijah, he began to have a peek into the New Testament. He began to have a peek into the future because he discovered that the voice was not in the earthquake, the voice was not in the lightning, the voice was not in the thunder, but there was a still, small voice that was speaking to him. And Isaiah, he received that word, and thy voice and thine ear shall hear a word behind thee saying, this is the way, walk in it. And so Elijah began to know that God was speaking in that still small voice. And then God sent his son Jesus, and Jesus came to the earth, and he became that voice. And then Jesus surprisingly said to his disciples, hey, I'm going to go away now. But I'm not going to leave you alone. I'm going to send another one, Paraclete, one just like him, and he will speak on my behalf. And Jesus went away. He prayed to the Father, and the Father sent the Holy Ghost, and Acts chapter 2 tells about it. In those days it happened. Suddenly a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind filled all the house where they were sitting, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire and set upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak in tongues as the Spirit gave them the utterance. There's a lot of people, they don't understand the value of speaking in tongues. I know when you become a Christian, when you give your heart to Jesus, you receive God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. But there is a baptism in the Holy Spirit. And at that point and time, he gives you a prayer language. And that is a language that you can talk to God with. And you can, and the Holy Spirit begins to speak to you. And you begin to communicate with him by that prayer language. Much of my prayer is speaking in tongues or speaking in that prayer language. I love to do that. And Oral Roberts, he said, I pray in tongues and then I listen. And then the Holy Spirit gives me the interpretation. And so we must learn to hear the voice of the Lord, which is powerful. And the voice of the Lord now speaks through the Holy Spirit. And God is our Father who loves us and cares for us. And Jesus is the one who sits at the right hand of the Father who intercedes on our behalf. But the Holy Spirit is our continual guide. He is with you. He lives with us. He guides us and directs us. He speaks to us. And there's times that we don't hear anything, but there's times that we do. It's such a wonderful time to hear the voice of the Lord. And so my journey began in February of 1966, when I heard the voice of the Lord through the Holy Spirit say to me, son, give me the first hour of your day. I'll change your life. I did, and he did. And what began to happen in my life is I spent that personal time, that private time, that quiet time. I let myself get quiet. I let myself get still. So many people can't hear the voice of the Lord because there's so many other voices. There's so many voices speaking. I mean, you can't have the 5 o'clock news or the 6 o'clock news going and at the same time hear the voice of the Lord. Oh, you might. I mean, he can do it any way he wants to, but that is not the key way to hear the voice of the Lord. Shut your door. Go in. The prophet said, go in, shut the door. And listen, and that's what I do. And I begin to learn that if I want to spend time with the Lord, I find me a private place. Mark chapter 1, Jesus, rising a great while before day, went into a solitary place, departed a great while before day, went into a solitary place, and there he prayed. He had a certain time and a certain place, certain time and a certain place, an appointment with the Father. And we need to have appointments that we with the Lord by the Holy Spirit. We just go in and shut the door. We can speak to God. We can praise Jesus. We can worship Jesus. But the ultimate time is when we sit down. You know, I used to love to walk and pray, walk and pray, walk and pray. And one morning the Holy Spirit said, sit down. I said, what? He said, sit down. And I sat down and I let myself get really still, and I was still before the Lord. And sometimes he says things to me and sometimes he doesn't, but he honors those who honor him, and he wants that private time. Just as my wife Jean needs that personal time, that private time that I'm not talking on the phone, that I'm not checking my emails, that I'm not checking my messages, my text messages, and that I'm not listening to something else, and I'm not looking around, but I'm focused on her, and she has my full attention. The Holy Spirit wants to have our full attention. There needs to be times where we focus on him. Focus on him. And I know that we can pray as we drive, but we have traffic signs, and we have red lights, and we have oncoming traffic. There needs to be a time. Each morning, I mean, you could do it at night. You can talk to God anytime, but there needs to be that morning time that we can hear the voice of the Lord. And the voice of the Lord does not come just when we're in desperate need. Oh, God, you've got to speak to me about my job. God, you've got to speak to me about my husband, about my wife. You've got to speak to me about my healing. No, he is our continual companion, and we can ask things of him that that we might not have ever thought we could ask. You know, one day, what about 5 years ago, almost 6 years ago, I was praying about Jean, and we were about to celebrate our 50th wedding anniversary, And we were going to have a lot of our friends and family that were coming. And Jean wanted this gold dress. She wanted a gold dress or gold suit. And she had looked all over Dallas. Now, Dallas is a pretty big town. I mean, yeah, it's a pretty big city. It's a major city. She had looked and looked, could not find. And I was just talking to the Holy Spirit. I was praying. And I said, Holy Spirit, Jean needs a gold dress. And I heard the voice of the Lord say to me, it's in Fort Worth. It's in Fort Worth. Now, we did not live very far from Dallas. We did not live very far from Fort Worth at that time. But she thought, if you can't find it in Dallas, it can't be found. So I said to Jean, the Holy Ghost said that you can find your dress, your gold dress that you're looking for in Fort Worth. And sure enough, she came back that evening all smiles with a gold suit, a gold dress in her hand. And if you see our 50th anniversary pictures, if you've watched our 50th anniversary video, which is on breakoutradiochurch.com, then you see her in that gold dress, gold suit. What is that? That's the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit wants to speak to us. Call unto me and I will answer you and declare to you great and mighty things. I mean, Gene and I were living several years ago in the Oklahoma City area. And one day, the Holy Spirit spoke to Gene and said, you're going to sell your house, and this is what you're going to get for it. And I came home that afternoon, and Gene said to me, Dale, we're moving. I said, what? She said, we're going to move. I mean, I loved it out there. We're living out in the country. And I said, what are you talking about? She said, the Holy Spirit, I heard the voice of the Lord say to me, we're going to move. And here's the amount of money that we're going to get for our house. I said, I don't understand that, but I knew she heard from God, and so I bore witness to that. We put our house up for sale. We had an offer. It was a good offer, but Gene said to the people that were wanting to buy our home, no, this is the amount, and we won't take any less. So we sold our home, moved back into town. There was a gasoline crisis. There was a gasoline shortage. We lived out in the country. Gas went up. I mean, God knows the future. He understands what's going on. It's the voice of the Lord that directs us, guides us, and speaks to us. And how can we hear the voice of the Lord? We spend time with Him in His Word, listening to Him, letting ourselves be quiet. And we must never depend on someone else to hear the voice of the Lord for us. You know, there's so many people that are, codependent on someone else to hear their voice. We must never, ever become codependent on someone. You know, people can control, manipulate your life by giving you a word, and then that's a good word. And then you go back and say, do you have another word? Or would you pray for me and give me a word? Now, today and this week and next week, of course, in the last 2 weeks, I've been prophesying, giving church members words from the Lord, which I will do. But, you know, you can never become dependent on my voice, codependent on my voice or anybody else, because the Holy Spirit wants to speak to you personally. Now, sometimes He will speak through another person to you. But that doesn't mean that's the only way He speaks. He's got different ways to speak to us. And so the main word, the main thing, keeping the main thing is to allow the Holy Spirit to have our ear. If He has our ear, then He has our heart. He has our life. And so I just pray for you today to hear the voice of the Lord and say, Lord, I want to hear your voice. And you must spend time alone with Him. You must be still before Him. Allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Holy Spirit, speak to us today. In Jesus' name, would you say, Lord, I just want to hear your voice. I want to live a Spirit-led life. Helping me in my business, helping me in my marriage, helping me in my relationships, helping me with my life assignments. In Jesus' name, I'm on BPN Radio every day. I give oversight to BPN Radio because I heard the voice of the Lord say to me in the summer of 2014, I want you to go and begin to lead prayer 24 hours a day. on internet radio. I heard the voice of the Lord say that to me. And the voice of the Lord began to speak to me, and I began to respond. And now I'm giving oversight to internet radio station that is broadcasting all across America and around the world from one geographical location here in Austin, Texas. And so, Father, I pray that our church members, breakout radio church members, will hear the voice of the Lord. We'll hear the voice of the Lord in Jesus' name. And I want to, before I start giving prophetic words, I believe the Lord is speaking to some people that are attending breakout radio church today. You don't know the Lord. And I want to give you an opportunity. I never want to let a service pass where I don't give you an opportunity to know Jesus, to accept Jesus. I've been to some churches that never give people an opportunity to know Jesus. They never give people an opportunity to ask Jesus to come into their heart. And I want to do that today. If you're not a Christian, you don't know the Lord. You can today. You can be born again. You can be born again. Jesus can come into your life, give you eternal life. Maybe you're a backslider, far away from God. So many disappointments, so many discouragements, so many things have happened in life that you cannot comprehend, and you become disappointed, not only in life, but you begin to become disappointed in God. You've gone far away from the Father's house, and He's calling you back today. Come home, come home, come home. Or maybe you're not sure of your salvation. You say, well, I joined a church one time, I signed a card, or, you know, I'm just, You must know when you gave your life to Jesus. I want to pray with you today. I want to give you an opportunity to accept Jesus as your Savior. Would you do this? Would you say this prayer after me? Lord Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. I believe you died on the cross for my sins. You arose on the third day. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. And with your strength and help, I'm going to live for you. I'm going to serve you all the days of my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If you said that prayer, I encourage you to find you a local church and a pastor that knows your name and will help give oversight to your life. And if you don't have a pastor, if you don't have a church, I invite you to become a member of Breakout Radio Church. Here's how you do it. You go to breakoutradiochurch.com, breakoutradiochurch.com. I encourage all of you members, of course, to go there because we have so much information for you there. Breakoutradiochurch.com, and there's a membership card there, membership link. You just click on that link and fill out the information, submit it. I'm holding and that I will begin to pray for you on a regular basis, probably a daily basis, sometimes twice a day, but give you the opportunity to be a part of Breakout Radio Church. Maybe there are those of you that are attending church today and you don't have a pastor, you don't have a church. Almost half of Christians in America, according to George Barna, not going to church anywhere. If you don't have a church or a pastor, you can be a part of Breakout Radio Church. Just go to breakoutradiochurch.com and click on the membership link and fill that out. And I have a number of pastors and ministers that are now members of Breakout Radio Church because pastors need a pastor. And one of the pastors that is a member of Breakout Radio Church is Pastor Jim from Guymon, Oklahoma. I gave him a prophetic word last week, and he said, thank you so much, Pastor Dale, for your prophetic word over me. You were right on, or God used you to be right on about my life at this point. I was so blessed that it brought me to tears to feel that God spoke through you to bring such a word of encouragement. I feel like I'm coming out of the bottom of the boat and ready to go again. PTL, God bless you and all you do to help others like myself that become weary and well-doing. That's Pastor Jim from Guymon, Oklahoma. And I'm holding his name and other names in my hand. And I'm going to give some prophetic words to members. Remember, if I prophesy over you today, it could be a now word, could be a future word, could be a confirming word. It could be a new word. Remember, you cannot receive a prophetic word with your mind. Your mind does not have the capability or the capacity to receive a word from the Lord. You must receive that word with your spirit. You must receive it with your spirit. And it's only a partial word. 1 Corinthians 13:9 says, we know in part and we prophesy in part. It's only a partial word. But you take that word, you write it down, you begin to speak it, and you begin to declare. Remember, you never have to receive a prophetic word. You can receive it, or you don't have to receive. You can receive it or not receive it. But if you receive, you need to take ownership for it and begin to pray it through and walk it out. I'm holding church members in my hand. Man, I'm just so delighted. People from all places, all different locations, and our membership is growing. And Carol S., I want to pray over you, Carol. You are a faithful woman. I declare that God is bringing you into the forefront, that God is giving you a special assignment, that you are profitable, and you have waited and waited. But you must understand, hear the Holy Ghost saying over you, Carol S., that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. I hear the Holy Spirit saying He's bringing you into an inner circle of influence. I bless you right now in the name of Jesus. And I pray over you, Tina. I pray over you, Tina B. I bless you right now. I declare that, you know, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 11, the last shall be first. The first shall be last, but the last shall be first. And so many times you have felt that you were at the bottom of the ladder. But I just hear the Lord saying that He's moving you from the bottom of the ladder to the top of the ladder. And you're going to operate in great faith. Great faith. You're going to be a woman of faith. You're going to have the gift of faith. You know, there's 9 spiritual gifts. I know that every one of us, the Bible said every one of us have been given a measure of faith. But you have the gift of faith, one of the 9 gifts of faith. You believe God for extraordinary things. And you're going to come into agreement with some people that have incredible needs, but they just have great fear in their life. There's a lot of doubt. And the opposite of faith is not fear. The opposite of faith is doubt. And they just doubt that God has said that to them, or they doubt that God is going to work in their life. And Tina B., I just declared the gift of faith that operates in your life will begin to bring you extraordinary favor with people that would not ordinarily have any favor with them or any connection. But because of your faith in God and the gift of faith that operates in your life, incredible things are going to begin to happen. In Jesus' name, I pray. In Jesus' name. And Fran V., I just speak healing over you in the name of Jesus. I declare in the name of the Lord that healing virtue, healing power flowing through your life. In Jesus' name, the tingling of your hands. And I declare that there is the healing virtue is going to begin in your hands, going to be tingling in your hands. And you know, God operates in signs and wonders and miracles. When I was a boy, I used to attend this church from time to time when my dad was not having services. And I would look and I would see oil appear in people's hands. I would see it. It was a miracle. It was a sign from God. There would be blood that would appear in their foreheads. And I know that that sounds ridiculous. But I saw it as a little boy, maybe 11, 12, 13 years old. And it was just a sign and a wonder. And I declare over you, Fran V., that God is going to begin to, that oil is going to begin to appear in your hands, tingling in your hands. I declare that you're going to begin to lay hands on people. This oil is going to appear in your hands. You're going to lay hands on people and they're going to be healed. In the name of Jesus, I proclaim it and I declare it. The Lord is at work in your life, both to will and to do of His good pleasure. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And I pray over you, Roy. Roy, I bless you right now that the gift of healing is flowing through you, and you're going to see some of the most unusual miracles that you have ever seen in your life, that God is expanding. God is expanding your healing ministry, moving you from tents into auditoriums, into stadiums. And you're just going to follow the leadership of the Holy Ghost. And sometimes you look in certain directions for things to happen or for certain people to open a door or certain people to help you. But I declare in the name of Jesus that signs and wonders and miracles and healings and miracles are going to begin to take place in extraordinary places. And there's going to be just one incredible miracle that begins to open major doors for your life, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in the name of the Lord. I pray over you now, and I bless you in Jesus' name, in the name of the Lord. Let that healing virtue, that healing power, that healing anointing work in your life. And Kip, I'm going to pray over you, Kip S., in Jesus' name. Kip, I pray for you. I bless you in the name of the Lord. That hunger for God that you have in your life, that longing for God is in your life. That thirst for Him is overflowing, is filling you and causing you to operate in a dimension of power and glory that you've never operated in. In Jesus' name, I declare that you're going to have encounters from heaven, that you're going to have angelic encounters. I declare you're going to have encounters that's just going to be awesome in Jesus' name. And I bless you right now. And I ask the Lord to bless you and to guide you and direct you in Jesus' name. And Martina, I declare that there is promotion coming your way. And you have been overlooked from time to time for promotion. And you said, what about me, Lord? You've seen people pass you up and get positions that you knew that you were qualified for. But I just hear the Lord saying that I do not want you to accept second best. I want you to know that I am working some things out. And I declare in Jesus' name that God is giving you an influential position. He is posturing you into a place of great fulfillment and great influence. And I bless you right now in Jesus' name, in the name of the Lord. And Paul S., I declare that God is working in your life. I declare the call of God that you experienced in days gone by is calling. As calling is calling, not in the same way or the same tone or the same dimension, but the call of God is still upon you. The call of God is still upon you. The call of God is still at work in your life. And He's renewing that call. And time has passed now. And opportunities, you feel like you've missed opportunities. And you've missed appointments. That's what disappointment is. You've missed an appointment, but God is calling you back, and He's a God of the second time or the third time or whatever time He needs to be, but He's rearranging. The call of God is still there. It's not a new call. It's the same call. It's the same voice, but in a way that you may have not discerned before. And so I bless you in Jesus' name. I declare the call of God working mightily in you. Shelly P., I bless you right now in Jesus' name. And I declare there is an incredible sensitivity in your life to the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, to minister to people in hurting places, places where they feel like that they have been forsaken. In Jesus' name, you're going to reach out to them in that incredible gift of mercy, that incredible gift of mercy that you have. In Jesus' name, to the hurting, to those who are in despair. And we just have a multitude of people that are in despair today. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And I know that you're going to be a blessing. You are a blessing. You are a blessing. And so many times Satan would try to minimize who you are. But I declare that God is maximizing you. He wants you to know that you're wonderful and He loves you. And He desires to bless you. And so I bless you in Jesus' name. And I bless all of you members today in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I declare today that you can hear the voice of the Lord calling you, calling you, calling you, calling you to that place in Him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If I've not called your name today, remember that He loves you. I'm going to be praying again. I'm going to have a prophetic service again next week. Next week. Boy, I love to hear the voice of the Lord. I'm going to ask a friend of mine, one of my spiritual sons, who's going to come and receive the tithes and offerings. And I want Art to come and do that at this time.
Hello, BPN Radio Church. This is Art Evans, and I pastor San Diego Christian Worship Center here in California. And it is a real joy and honor for me to have the opportunity to share the word with you today regarding the giving of our tithe and the giving of our offerings. And to Pastor Dale and Sister Jean Gentry, thank you for the opportunity today to share the word with BPN Radio Church. Where would we be without the word of the living God? The Bible reveals that it's life to all who find it, it's health to all their flesh, that the entrance of God's word, it brings light and understanding to the simple. It's a lamp for our feet and a light for our pathway. For those of us who have received of the immense benefits of the Word of God and have learned to live by its truth and its power, we cannot even imagine what our lives would be without the Word of God. Yet there are so many people across this land and even around the world who have yet to learn of the benefits and the tremendous power of God's Word. And even more important than that is they have yet to receive the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is, of course, the central message and power of God's Word. So Psalm 68, verse 11 says, God gave His Word, and great is the company of those who publish it. One translation actually says, God will make great those who will publish His word. As we give of our tithe, as we give of our offerings into the body of Christ, we are giving for the express purpose of making Jesus Christ, the hope of salvation, known to the nations of our generation and beyond. As we give of our tithe and offerings, we are partnering together to do something far greater than we could ever do alone. And through those resources to publish the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, both in word, in the message being preached, as well as in the demonstration of that gospel power and the love of God, whether it's feeding the hungry, clothing the poor, rescuing the orphan, serving the widow, or again, in the preaching of the gospel that we understand is the only hope whereby mankind can be saved. What a privilege, an honor it is that God would invite us to be a part of what He is doing in the nations of the earth. And certainly we must pray and we must do our part through obedience and utilizing our gifts. But one of the ways that we cooperate together with God and cooperate together with His church is through our giving, the giving of our tithe. That, of course, is defined as the first tenth of all of our increase. And then offerings are that which we give over and above our tithe, that which we purpose in our heart to give to further God's righteous cause in the earth. As many of you know, I have had the joy, the privilege of knowing Pastor Dale, Sister Jean Gentry for many, many years, and have found them to be very, very good soil to go to sow good seed into, to know that these resources will bear maximum fruit. So I want to encourage you today as Pastor Dale comes and will let you know just how to give. Give with generosity, give with expectation, give with desire that as we sow of our resources into this good soil, this qualified word publishing, Jesus revealing ministry of BPN Church, lives will be changed all over the world. And I encourage you that as you take God at His word, expect His increase to come in your life, in your family, in your ministry, in business, because after all, as we partner together with God, we are making the gospel of Jesus Christ, His Son, known to the nations of the earth. And whenever you and I take God at His word and partner together with Him, He will see to it that we are blessed to be the blessing that He's called us to be, not only to the pleasure of His heart, but to the honor of His great name. God bless you as you give.
Okay, thank you very much, Pastor Art Evans, a member here of Breakout Radio Church. And Art, I'm so proud of you, one of my spiritual sons. If you're ready to give your tithes and offerings, remember, Breakout Radio Church, sponsored by our faithful and loyal church members. And you can make your checks payable to Breakout Ministries, Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985. That's Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas 78709. P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas 78709. I encourage all of you to go to, if you're giving by PayPal, credit card, debit card, go to Breakout Radio Church. Breakout Radio Church. And if you will go there, there is there's a place to donate. You can use your PayPal, credit card, debit card. And you can also get some other information about Breakout Radio Church. Pictures of our staff and eldership are there, what we believe. There's a lot of prophetic words there, information that you can get. So just go to breakoutradiochurch.com. Some of you may be at bpnradio.com. There's donate buttons on either location there. And just click on the donate button. Use your credit card, PayPal, debit card. And as you get ready to give, I'll wait on you for just a moment. And remember to tell your friends that we have church twice a day by going to bpnradio.com. We pray for you. Father, I pray right now for those that are giving. Bless them as they give in Jesus' name. And Lord, you said it's more blessed to give than to receive. So we pray that you'll bless them right now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you as you give. And I want to thank you for being a part of Breakout Radio Church. And I just invite you to have a good day. Go out and have a wonderful day. I bless you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.